big wrestling fan, and the first time I ever came across the band was on Slow Chemical. And I remember hearing that song and going, who is this band? This band is insanely good. And I always wondered, like, what was it like to put a song together for a guy like that, a wrestler like that, that's been around for like 20 years?
Well, that was a fairly quick process. This opportunity dropped into our lap, and the WWF gave us this riff, you know, and they said, look, build a song around it, and then we'll put it on this record that we're, you know, it was a forced entry record.
Mm-hmm.
Came out a few years ago. Well, a lot of years ago. And so, but, you know, speaking of deadlines, I think we had a week.
Wow.
To kind of write and record it. It was, you know, under pressure. And I, you know, there's a couple wrestling fans in the band, but I thought, well, I don't think it works for me to write about wrestling or Kane.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just need to write a rock song around his theme, and hopefully that will work. You know,
mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to be—I wanted to be true to both things at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to phone it in, and you know. So anyway, I mean that's kind of how it happened, and it was the reaction that we get still from that song, you know, from wrestling fans, is really overwhelming, and I'm glad that we got the recognition. That we did from that song. A kind of a special opportunity that, you know, was over and done, I think, in like a week. And that's it.